Fantastic Joy of Spiritual Marketing Awareness Month continues as we move through October 2010. And as promised, back with us with a continuing series of updates on how things are going. One of the key folk behind this, in fact, probably the prime mover behind Spiritual Marketing Awareness Month in terms of facilitating the whole event. Sheila Jones, are you in fact there? Brilliant. Moving on, let's not mess about because time is our most precious resource. We must waste anything apart from that. And I'm sure there are lots of people who would have issues with respect to that. But first of all, how has it been going? I mean, as we head through week one, look ahead to week two. How has week one been taking off?
Week one has been absolutely brilliant. I have been so impressed by the quality of the articles that we've been publishing and by the amount of interaction that we're getting, which is what exactly it's all about anyway, and the spread and the awareness. And if you're on Twitter, you can't help but notice what's being tweeted about. We're out everywhere, and it's building the momentum that I wanted to do. And this is the whole point. The whole point is to raise the awareness of spiritual marketing.
Precisely. And just a little tease ahead, we actually have some of these fine contributors who'll be providing their own bespoke interviews and sharing some of their thoughts on the whole month and how it's been going. Jane Rogers, Roy Martina, could be an added bonus that in the case of Roy. We'll see how things go. Diane Corriette, Lynn Serafin, of course, fantastic individual, American-based, actually in Bedfordshire, amongst other things. Stephanie Wood, of course, and Andrea Adler are all confirmed. Plus, all being well, fingers crossed, we might even have a feature with Angela Treat Lion, who'll be coming up for keeping the Hawaiian theme going, and lots of other sort of fantastic things as well from that point of view. But before we move on to that and other things which can be downloaded from the web and all manner of things on our southsidebroadcasting.com site, let's talk a little bit about what's coming up in week two. I mean, we've already had a cracking week with Tracy Repchuk and a whole heap of other fine folk who've been taking part in the first phase. Looking at me, let's give them name checks. Sunny Ariel, Julianne Van Zyl. I'm sure I've missed one or two people out from that point of view. I always like to
Sarah Robinson.
Of course.
And it was Sarah who actually modelled this for me. So she wrote a very interesting piece on courage, which I think triggered a lot of discussion. Not surprisingly.
Yeah, absolutely. Sarah, of course, from Birmingham, Alabama, I believe,
yes.
With a family and a Labrador called Pepper. Wonderful.
Yes, and she has just adopted a little 15-month-old little boy from Russia. So she's expanded her family.
Well, there you go. Okay, let's look ahead to the whole range of things here. Pat Haniotis. I must get this sorted right.
Haniotis.
Exactly,
Haniotis.
Internationally renowned personal empowerment coach, former therapist, educator and healer. She's a polymath of a person, isn't she, isn't Pat?
Pat is one incredible lady, yes. An academic to her fingertips. But like a lot of us, has taken a change of direction. And now the way she coaches is with an integrity and with a, what's the word I would want? Oh, it's on the tip of my finger. She takes no nonsense. She is a stickler for words, very careful about her words, and a real delight to work with is Pat. Yes, so nice. I'm really looking forward to what she's going to be writing, and I think integrity is going to have a big part in it.
A wonderful quote from Pat, which again manifests her use of words and language to the full. I have the privilege of getting to work with people who want to take full, complete ownership of their lives.
Exactly. That's what she's all about. She's about reclaiming your life from all the things that have taken it away. And I've worked with her for a long number of years, and I know that she is passionate about what she does and exceptionally good at it.
Indeed. Same might be said about the founder and president of Blastoff! Life and Business Coaching.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, Alison's a very, very interesting lady. She has, again, had a lot of changes in her life, but she's about people, tools and also coaching to allow people to really keep track of what they're doing. And she herself is also launching something next year called The Pinnacle, which is a year-long, or three-year-long actually, course where people aim for The Pinnacle. And she's going to be guiding and mentoring and facilitating various tools to help them do that. So she's coming from the point of view of what stops people. holds people back? What are they scared of? What stop? Because as you might remember from the Spiritual Marketing Manifesto, the first pillar is congruence, the second is clarity, but the third is having the courage to manifest that clarity and that congruence in your marketing.
As we mentioned, Alison Maslin, founder and speaker, president, obviously, of Blast Off Life and Business Coaching, regarded as the preeminent strategic life and business strategist in the United States. And indeed, the book Blast Off! The Surefire Success Plan to Launch Your Dreams into Reality got to number one on Amazon in three categories in the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom when it was released in January of this year.
Absolutely.
So excellent stuff on that point of view, an expert.
And Spiritus was part of that launch.
Well, I didn't expect anything less, Sheila.
Yes,
precisely.
Yes.
an expert guest on several Fox, NBC and ABC news shows across the country, and indeed finalist for the 2010 Ethan Awards, honouring the entrepreneurial author, which is all great stuff. That's Alison Maslin. Sandy Kumpskoff.
Sandy lives down in Australia. Sandy is... she's following on the path of somebody I think you maybe know, Alex, or maybe know a little bit about, which is Fly Lady. Do you remember Fly Lady?
Well, who could forget?
Right, okay. Fly Lady is all about is a wonderful lady called Marla who she teaches people to take care of themselves through taking care of their homes, through starting off. A Fly Lady stands for finally loving yourself. And Sandy very much follows that because Sandy is all about loving your body. And she had a very, very successful event earlier on in the year, which was all about, she called it the Body Image Revolution. And she brought together some amazing speakers. Hers was a teleconference. And it was all about loving your body as it is and understanding the pressures on you and why you don't love your body as it is. Again, her life has taken a big change, and I'm going to be very fascinated to see what she's writing about, because I think that the whole thing about body image is very much tied up in our own self-worth, and she's trying to break through and allow us to recognize that and to step beyond it.
When we start talking about Fly Lady, I'm instantly reminded of classic comic book superheroes, but I think in many ways the greatest superpower that you can possibly have is to empower yourself and learn to love yourself. So an interesting line there from that perspective, and certainly we look forward to touching base with the fabulous world of Sandy Kumpskoff as well. Nice Australian connection there. Needing to actually have that positive attitude, certainly vital when you start talking about health psychology, medical initiative and so on. Somebody who actually has authored a dozen books, including Nurture Your Child's Gift, Inspired Parenting, Kids Who See Ghosts, and indeed Raising Intuitive Children, which won the 2009 Best Parenting category from USA News Today, is, of course...
Dr. Karen Good.
Author, health psychologist, medical intuitive. It fits in perfectly well here. Nice line. What can we look forward to from Karen?
Well, Karen, again, is very much somebody who is an academic, highly intelligent lady. And Karen has created something which is for coaches to look at coaching parents, becoming coaches of parents. Very challenging bringing up children these days. Lots of parents really don't know quite how to do it. And Karen has put together a training course and indeed formed an academy to validate those the training, which helps coaches to help parents to be great parents. It sounds as if something that you don't need, but funnily enough, it is something that actually you really do. You really do need. So that's what she's done. I've known Karen again for a long time, and she again is the word that actually I was looking for Pat is rigorous. She's very rigorous in the way that she works and the way she teaches. So she's going to be coming on Saturday next week.
it's just going to be one wonderful thing after another. That's the key thing.
It is indeed.
We have Sandy Kumskoff, Alison Maslin, yes. Pat Honeyoates, and, of course, Karen Good, all in week two of Spiritual Marketing Awareness Month, of course, October 2010. If you happen to have just bumped into this podcast through having a look at the Sheila Jones area and the department, which is obviously part of Southside Broadcasting, you can also update yourself with more news on www.spiritus-thespiritualmarketingdirectory.com, and all the magical details will doubtless be there.
Indeed, and of course we're hosting Spiritual Marketing Awareness Month on www.spiritualmarketing-blog.com.
You mentioned the three C's and the congruence and the clarity and so on. I won't ask you to repeat that, because that's the beauty of online podcasts and so on. You can actually play them back as many times as you wish, and in this particular instance it's totally free. Our gift to the universe from Southside Broadcasting.
Absolutely.
Marvellous stuff. Sheila, it's been fantastic as ever. Week two looks fantastic. I mean, week three looks even better. If it can, if we can actually be said to actually be increasing the boundaries, it gets even more wonderful.
Well,
Stephanie Ward.
That could have something to do with the fact that we have a piece from somebody rather near to hand at the moment.
Do we? Oh, well, we'll just see how things actually manifest on that routine. That's what I always like to say. And then again, cosmologists and cosmic physicists in some instances might say, well, it's already happened, because all things have happened simultaneously. So it's already gone through that. We've just gone through that whole process. Sheila, as ever, an absolute delight. I think we'll be tracking down Zach Eggemeyer as well from Montana to find out some of his thoughts in the next week or so, because I know he was going to investigate and see what actually happened in terms of Spiritual Marketing Awareness Month from his own perspective as an undergraduate reading American studies actually at a British university, which is quite unique from his own perspective. So that's great news from that point of view. Spiritual Marketing Awareness Month continues. We will see you again very soon, Sheila.
That will be great. Thank you, Alex.